Guess what? It's barbecue season. In our house, it's barbecue season year-round.
I didn't realize, so you just told me.
I love to grill. But anyway, you know, summer's coming, and well, one of these days it'll come around here. But people are out there grilling, and so in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is Janelle Goodwin, food safety expert with the USDA, and we're going to talk about some summer grilling food safety tips. Janelle, good morning, and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you all for having me.
Well, you sound like
you sound like you're ready to have a barbecue.
Yes, you sound like you're all ready.
We're in the midst of it. Yes, I'm so ready.
Janelle, I couldn't believe just reading some of these numbers that 48 million Americans suffer from foodborne illnesses, leading to 128,000 hospitalizations and 3,000 deaths each year. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Foodborne illness, you know, is very serious. But the good thing about it, it's almost 100% preventable just by practicing safe food handling practices.
Janelle, what is it now? And this is, I'm so glad that we're doing this because people, you know, they keep their barbecue going and then they don't clean it properly and so on and so forth. And I think this is probably one of the reasons that we have such a problem in the country.
Yeah, it is very prevalent. You know, a lot of people just aren't aware of what they can do right within their home to protect them and their family from foodborne illness.
So what can we do, for example, when it comes to food for a barbecue? What are some of the do's and don'ts as far as length of leaving the food out on the counter, that sort of thing?
Sure. So we actually divided all of our food safety steps up into four simple, you know, steps, and I can go through them. The first one is clean. So, of course, you want to make sure that your hands, utensils, surfaces are all clean with soap and water. The next step is separate. You want to make sure that you separate plates and utensils that hold raw and cooked food. Make sure that you keep them separate. The third step is cook, so you always want to use a food thermometer, especially when you're out having a barbecue, to make sure that your food is cooked to a safe temperature. You know, cooking it to that safe internal temperature is the only sure way to destroy any possible bacteria that may be present. So that's a very, very important step. And then the last step is chill. So, you know, it's going to be hot this summer. You want to make sure that you're not leaving your food out for more than 2 hours. And that time actually reduces to just 1 hour when the temperature is 90 degrees Fahrenheit or above. So you want to make sure that you chill all your foods, whether raw or prepared, very promptly so that you're avoiding foodborne illness while you're, you know, having a barbecue.
And Janelle, how about cleaning that grill? I have been to some of these barbecues, and God, the grill just doesn't look clean. How often should you clean it, and how do you clean it?
So you should definitely clean it before and after each use for best quality product. You can clean it, you know, just turning it on to the highest heat and then letting it simmer for a while, letting that excess, you know, grease and stuff drip off. And then scrape it with one of the, you know, they have like bristle brushes that you can scrape or you can buy from like Walmart. Those are very good to have on hand to clean your grills.
That's how I clean mine.
Is it?
Absolutely, just the way she described it. Crank up the heat, you know, let that excess burn off, and then I clean it with a special brush that you described, which I ordered online. But that's exactly how I do it, Janelle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the best way.
Yeah, well, good. Now, what about what I find interesting when you mention leaving the perishable food out and how when the temperature gets warmer, that time for bacteria to multiply obviously decreases. But I didn't realize on a real hot day how that bacteria can multiply in as little as 20 minutes. Talk about that.
Oh, yes. So bacteria does multiply on perishable foods when it's out at room temperature for more than 2 hours, or like you said, when the outside temperature is pretty hot, it reduces to 1 hour. So the danger zone is known as a, you know, temperature zone where bacteria thrive the most. and that's 40 degrees Fahrenheit to 140 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's that right in between temperature zone. That's why you want to make sure that you're either keeping your hot foods hot or your cold foods cold. You don't want to have them in the thinner.
Talking with Janelle Goodwin, food safety expert with the USDA. And you know, Janelle, I'm so glad that we are talking about the cleanliness of barbecuing, because this is one of the big problems. It really, really is.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. You would, you know, think that people know to wash your hands and clean your utensils, but, you know, studies have proven otherwise. It's quite shocking.
Well, and Janelle, I guess the foodborne illness rates increase during the summertime. What are the reasons behind that?
Well, naturally, because people are outdoors more. That's the best reason. You know, it's warmer. People, you know, when they have barbecues, they tend to just sit around and talk and socialize instead of keeping an eye on that danger zone or those perishable products that are out. People, you know, spend more time outdoors, whether it's at a barbecue, whether you're hiking, whether you're, you know, at an amusement park. Food safety is always going to be important, whether no matter what you're doing, what summer activity you're doing.
And I didn't realize how the beef sales in the United States, they peak during the week of July 4th. That's interesting. Talk about that.
Oh, yes. So the U.S. beef sales are highest during the week of July 4th. Americans are expected to buy about $400 million worth of beef products. That's 25% more than an average week. So, you know, people definitely do those outdoor activities. They host barbecues more. They travel more. So all of that goes into consideration when we pull these numbers as well.
So again, safety, and I'm so glad that we emphasize that this morning. I really, really am.
Well, and Janelle, I've got to add this, and I'm so glad you mentioned this morning. And I must confess, because I've grilled for many years, but it hasn't been until the last 5 years, that I did start to use a thermometer testing the food. I always went by feel, but it does make a difference using a thermometer. And they're very, you can buy small ones, and like you said, use them, but make sure you insert it into the thickest part of the meat, correct?
Oh, absolutely. So the thermometer is going to be your best tool, especially for outdoor barbecues. One, it'll help you destroy any possible bacteria by making sure you cook it to the safe internal temperature. And two, it can actually help you prevent from overcooking your product. So I know I've been to many barbecues where I've had, like, super dry burgers or, like, super crispy hot dogs. It's just not fun to eat. So using a thermometer can help you refrain from overcooking your product.
Right. Are there numbers and websites people can access in order to get more information on this?
Oh, absolutely. We have tons of food safety information, all of which I mentioned, over at foodsafety.gov. Or you can call the USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline, where you can call in and speak to a live expert. Or 24/7, you can listen to our automated food safety messages. And the number there is 1-888-MP-HOTLINE.
That's great.
N-T.
M-P.
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 Okay.
Yep. Meat and Poultry Hotline. Yep.
I thought it meant Military Police Hotline. What do I know?
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
Janelle, this has been very, very helpful, really.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thank you all for having me. I hope you have a wonderful summer.
You too, Janelle.
You bet.
Thank you.
Care.